From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, July 10th. Coming up, we'll learn how people in central Illinois are working to end homelessness. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Champaign Police Department is working to reduce speeding on the roads as part of a statewide effort this month. The Illinois Department of Transportation, the Illinois State Police, and more than 200 local law enforcement agencies are participating. Drivers can expect more patrol cars out on the roads this month, focused on speeding and other traffic violations. Police Chief Timothy Tyler said in a press release, "Speeding causes unnecessary danger to drivers and others." Police in Champaign plan to focus on major roads, especially where they go through neighborhoods. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is renewing support for President Joe Biden's re-election bid while also not ruling out his own potential White House run. Dave McKinney has more.
Pritzker's remarks came after he and other Democratic governors met with Biden about the damage from his spiritless debate against Republican Donald Trump. Biden insists he's not dropping out of the presidential race, but it hasn't quelled talk of Pritzker and others becoming possible replacements. The governor would not rule out that possibility if Biden ends his candidacy.
What I can tell you is I'm not engaging in any hypotheticals. You can see that I'm all in for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. I'm going to go out there and wholeheartedly campaign for him.
Pritzker also downplayed any chances of a brokered Democratic convention next month in Chicago. This is Dave McKinney.
Southern Illinois University scientists have created an edible cookie made out of plastic and food waste. The goal is to create food for astronauts that is lightweight and easy to transport for long periods in space. Lahiro Jayakodi is a microbiology professor at SIU Carbondale. He says that they feed the waste to yeast to create the cookies.
So we're actually engineering them or changing their genetic makeup to eat food for them, right? So that yeast can convert these compound from the plastic and biomass into a protein.
Jayakodi says SIU is working to develop other foods with the same technology. The cookies have yet to get FDA approval. Corn farmers in Illinois are fighting new EPA rules on vehicle emissions. The changes start rolling out in 2027 and could see automakers investing more in fuel-efficient gas-powered cars, hybrids, and electric vehicles. The EPA says the rules will help limit emissions of climate-warming gases. Illinois Corn Growers Association biofuels director Dave Luce says the rules will hurt the prospects of ethanol fuels and, by extension, the wider economy.
And we're already going through a period of time when prices of raising a crop are higher and the returns are much lower.
The Corn Growers Association contends in a lawsuit that the Environmental Protection Agency exceeded its power in creating the new rules. Still to come, we'll learn how people in central Illinois are working to end homelessness. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, more Democrats are publicly calling on President Biden to give up his re-election campaign. But Biden says his party must stick with him. What do you think? Leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121 and let us know, should Biden stay or should he go? The number again, 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on the 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Rural homelessness is a growing issue nationwide. In central Illinois, most counties don't have the social services infrastructure to support people in need. Several counties don't have homeless shelters. Agencies say there's a growing need to build them as the homeless population continues to climb. In the meantime, staff are left to find band-aid solutions. Melissa Ellen spoke to the people on the front lines fighting to end homelessness about how they use the little resources they have.
Livingston County is seeing an unprecedented rise in the number of people homeless or on the brink of it. Numbers hit a record high in recent months, with 30 people identified as homeless countywide. That includes men, women, and children. Deb Howard is the director of United Way in Livingston County. She says there aren't enough resources for people to get back on their feet.
This has kind of become like epidemic, where we definitely need something. I don't know what the answer is, but we need something.
Part of the problem is that Livingston County doesn't have a homeless shelter. Neither do most of the rural counties in the region, and it's becoming a strain on their already limited resources to find innovative ways to help people without them. Howard says Livingston County used to have no trouble sending people to other counties if a homeless shelter was needed.
And now we are, because they have their own issues.
Bloomington's two shelters have been full for months. Matt Burgess is the CEO of Home Sweet Home Ministries, which operates the Mission Shelter. He says Bloomington is lucky to have the homeless services network that it does. Most small cities and towns are like Pontiac, with few people able to support the homeless community.
The reality is there just aren't enough resources to have smaller shelters in all of the little towns in the rural area. It's just such a costly way of trying to provide support to people.
Caroline McLeese with Salvation Army Pontiac 360 Life Center says it may be the best option right now. She's starting to keep close track of the people in Livingston County who are homeless in the hopes of generating convincing data for people who are skeptical that rural homelessness exists in the area.
Nobody keeps track of these people, and that's my goal. I'm starting to keep track. I want to report this. I want to let everybody know this is what's going on. This is what we need help with. And I'm just hoping out of that, somebody's going to say, I'll help you.
The hum in the background is a refrigerator. I met with McLeese and the director of operations for Pontiac Salvation Army in the food pantry. They were short-staffed that day and had to help people in the pantry and the attached shop while we spoke. Director Tina Hammer says she and McLeese both want a shelter in Pontiac, but getting one won't be easy.
Even if we were able to secure a shelter today, it would probably be a 3-year plan before something was able to house anyone, which is a sad process between getting the funding and getting the building and getting the staff and everything else.
In the meantime, McLeese says the situation is bleak. Many homeless people find temporary housing with friends and family or in local motels that allow for long stays. If neither of those work out, there are Airbnbs. McLeese says these are typically outside people's budgets at around $600 per month, and even Salvation Army struggles to fund the people staying in them. But they make it work because the only other option is for people to live on the streets.
I don't think a lot of this community who has not experienced this realizes just how truly bad it is and that something has to be done about it.
There are several reasons why people are increasingly becoming precariously housed, and it's not an issue isolated to Pontiac or Central Illinois. Deb Howard with Livingston County United Way says the bottom line is that the cost of living is too high. It's gotten to the point where employed people can't pay their bills.
We have working people that are living in cars that hold jobs.
Howard says these people fall outside the income threshold for most federal aid programs, making it more difficult to help them. Permanent supportive housing is also not available. Howard says affordable housing is part of the solution, but it takes years to build and millions to fund. She's not sure what solution there might be in the meantime.
How long can we put people up in hotels when there's no housing here? You know, it's almost like Band-Aids on everything. It's putting fires out and sticking Band-Aids on everything and no fix.
Several other counties surrounding Bloomington Normal are in the same boat as Livingston County. There are a handful of staff at a handful of agencies working to find temporary solutions to rural homelessness. Rachel Oney is one of two case managers at the Salvation Army 360 Life Center in Lincoln, which oversees 8 rural counties. None have shelters, and the closest ones are in bigger cities, 45 minutes away.
Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Pekin, Peoria. Any direction, we're like, pick a point and you can find a big city. But right around us are also a lot of rural counties.
Oney says the best way area service providers have found to help people who are homeless within those counties is to collaborate. She works closely with the Community Action Partnership of Central Illinois to figure out how each organization can fill in the gaps left by the other's funding limitations.
There's no reason that you should have to go to 3 different agencies to find what you are looking for. If we all know what each other are doing, then we can connect people a lot faster.
This type of collaboration also helps the organizations better combat additional rural challenges, such as a lack of transportation. It's also led to an exciting possibility for Lincoln. getting its first homeless shelter. A nonprofit is hoping to get building renovations done on the shelter in the next 3 months. At that point, it can start opening up beds to unsheltered people throughout Logan County and its neighbors. Kim Turner chairs the board of the nonprofit. She says it will work with the Salvation Army and others to coordinate wraparound services, because having a shelter is only a first step.
Obviously, having a roof over your head is extremely important, but it's not everything. It doesn't fix all of your problems. So we want to be able to address those problems for overall stability.
Brandy Gerber in Woodford County knows firsthand how hard it can be to strike that balance. She works at the county's only homeless shelter called Heart House. It has 6 rooms for women and children only. She says they don't serve men because there are women fleeing domestic violence who stay there. They do serve men, though, at Heartline, which is their financial assistance arm. Gerber says there need to be more agencies offering help.
Is there enough resources for the homeless population in Woodford County? And I'm going to say no. And it's not just a service providing shelter, it's other supportive services.
Gerber says Woodford County has to rely on Peoria often, including for mental health and public aid opportunities, since Woodford County lacks both. Peoria is about 20 miles away from Eureka, the Woodford County seat. Gerber says she understands that bigger communities such as Bloomington Normal and Peoria have more people who are homeless, but it makes the rural places like Eureka less appealing for funding.
If I presented a grant for public transportation and Peoria submitted a grant for public transportation, who would win that? It would be Peoria, because they're able to show more numbers of people that would be utilizing those services.
Gerber says getting public transportation is critical for getting people better connected to services in Woodford County, but it feels like a dream, just like Salvation Army staff in Livingston feel about getting a shelter. Matt Burgess at Home Sweet Home Ministry Shelter in Bloomington says it's up to each community to find what works for them.
One of the things that my experience has taught me is that when a community really has a will to accomplish something, they find ways to make it happen. It might not look like it does in other communities, but solutions start to rise to the surface that maybe weren't recognized before.
And agencies agree the need for solutions is clearer than ever before. They just have to get the right people on board. I'm Melissa Ellen.
And finally, in your forecast for today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 81 degrees. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Dave McKinney, Alyssa Eaton, Eric Stock, and Melissa Ellen. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.